I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Mets, for the first time in 15 years, are champions of the National League.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Oh, good morning over there. Hello there, my name is Al. Nice to meet you. I'm normally here with Jerry, although I legitimately haven't talked on a microphone to Jerry on the warm-up show in probably 6 months. He's always filling in for someone. Everyone's taking vacations. This week, he's in for Gio, so it's a Boomer and Jerry. So I have CeeLo. Good morning, CeeLo.
Good morning, Al. Welcome back. We missed you on hump day.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I got a lot of concerning messages from my Twitter followers telling me you guys did sports yesterday on the show.
And we did sports,
They were quite upset about it, wanted to know why all of a sudden we're covering sports on the warm-up program.
I think we did a nice smorgasbord of items, but we did do
some sports. Yeah, that's fair.
On the warm-up program especially. Yeah, yeah. Fleegs and I did a layout. So pretty much all sports.
You guys
heavy
did hardcore sports.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to hurt my 100 share that
I understand.
Have.
But you know what? It worked out. It was the perfect spot for Fleegs right after the Jets signed Mike Williams.
Right.
You know, day after, morning after. Though we did a lot on the sandwich, as
sandwich.
You might imagine. Yes.
I did see that, yeah. And I saw Mike Williams ate some of the sandwich. That was pretty cool.
He sure did.
That was pretty cool. I guess, you know, I like to think of myself as a conspiracy theorist. I love a good conspiracy theory.
Sure do.
I love a Joe Rogan episode. I love following Aaron Rodgers. I am in mostly for conspiracies. I must not have a conspiracy theorist's brain, though, because I was reading all the articles about this Shohei Ohtani interpreter.
Yeah.
And how the Shohei Ohtani interpreter has been fired by the Dodgers because he was stealing $4 to $5 million from Shohei Ohtani for gambling debts.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, this sucks for this guy. He got caught up in the gambling. He's what a cush job he had. Not that it's easy to learn two languages, as it is not, but once you've learned it, I would love to be an interpreter.
Good to go.
And I'm actually mad at myself that with all my free time, I didn't learn another language and then just become an interpreter.
You could still do that.
That'd be so great.
Is it Dabble? Is that
Babble?
Babble. Okay.
Babble, and then there's a Babble.
All right.
I heard that Babble was named that language thing. Babble was named out of some sort of there's some sort of document, right, Eddie? Some sort of historical stone. No, that's Rosetta Stone.
Yeah. Is the other.
It's
yeah.
the Tower of Babel.
Tower of Babel?
It's a biblical Babble. Reference.
Because Rosetta Stone is actually a stone with some sort of interpretive language on it.
Decipher ancient language.
Yeah.
For an atheist, this guy's up on a lot of the biblical stuff.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Sorry, maybe atheist is the wrong word, but yeah.
But this is what good arguers do. Because there was a guy when I was in Tampa, Florida for many years, may he rest in peace, Mr. Bob Lassiter was a talk show host in Florida. Florida, a lot of Bible people, a lot of Jesus, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew that on his talk show, he would always be challenged by things in the Bible. So he became a Bible expert himself, even though he was not a believer. He used it so that he could make his arguments.
Okay.
Other. So Eddie grew up in the Catholic schools and that sort of thing. So well-versed.
Well-versed.
In the Tower of Babel, the story was that humans were trying to create a tower so large that it could reach the heavens to, like, touch God.
Mm.
And God took this as an incredible act of hubris. And then they all spoke the same language.
Prior to this tower.
According to this story.
Mm-hmm.
And so God made everybody, made all the different languages, so they couldn't understand each other, so the work on the tower had to stop.
Interesting.
Mm.
Tower of Babel.
But it's cool. So that app where you learn a new language is Babel or Rosetta Stone, the stone that would help you interpret other languages.
Right.
And that's where babbling, that word, that's the etymology of it.
Oh, quit your babbling?
People would just, it to the other person who didn't understand now, they were just babbling.
Right.
I think I believe that story.
That's
a good one.
It's a fact.
It's a fact.
I mean, not what the where the word came from, or that we built a tower and God.
That we built the tower and God was like, sure. No, okay. None of this nonsense. No more common language for all you folks.
You run with that one.
I'm going to run with that one.
We're off to a much different start than yesterday here. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I see this thing, and to me, I'm just like, wow, this guy's got a cush job. He's an interpreter. He's best friends with Shohei Ohtani. The money'd be rolling in. Why would this guy start getting involved in betting? But it's an addiction, like alcoholism, drugs, that sort of thing. But so I read all the articles. I'm like, this is really, it's tough for this guy. But I got to tell you, I get on social media and all these people are now just saying, oh, Ohtani's the one with the gambling problem.
Uh-huh.
Ohtani's betting on sports. This guy took the fall for Ohtani. What's your take on that?
My take is the timeline is a little confusing.
How so?
Some of it. Well, number one, and I know you weren't with us yesterday, we were watching that game live here in the studio South Korea.
Oh, okay.
And in the, it would have had to have been, I guess, the bottom of the ninth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Because I saw the clip this morning and they were like, Dodgers are an out away from Ohtani getting a win in his Dodgers debut. And there he is in the dugout yucking it up with the interpreter.
Like, oh, is that right?
Everything all looked good. All was well, smiling, laughing. 5-2 Dodgers come back in the eighth inning, and you would have never known anything was up, right? So now all of a sudden, hours later, the dude's fired and accused of massive theft. But Ohtani's name is on these wire transfers, apparently, allegedly. And I guess this interpreter was... So the way I understand it is some sort of investigation was going on. ESPN was going to run the story. And Ohtani's camp or lawyers or something went to them and told them to hold off, and they made the interpreter available, and that's where, you know, he said what he said about Ohtani had nothing to do with it, it was my fault, so on and so on. Like, it doesn't all add up. As Frank Costanza once said, something's missing. So that's the part where the timeline and some of the details, and maybe we'll learn more today. I'm not saying it absolutely means Ohtani's guilty of something, you know, nefarious here or whatever, but it makes you raise the eyebrow a little bit.
Like,
we got to do a little bit more digging here. Something seems off and not right.
Hmm.
And Dave Roberts was asked about it before for us this morning's game, which is coming up in less than an hour, I believe. And it was a lot of, you know, no comment. I can't get into it. I can't say.
Wow.
Though he did. They asked him if, do you feel like you needed to sit Ohtani down today? He's like, no, he's good to go. He's in there right now going through the offensive meeting, and, you know, he'll be in there, and it is what it is. He's prepared. And apparently the interpreter addressed the team yesterday.
Wow.
After the game or at some point, but they wouldn't reveal what he said. They were going to leave that up to Shohei, whether he wanted to publicize what the interpreter said to the team.
Wow, this is going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to follow this now. Now it's I'm juicy. Locked in. It is juicy.
Very juicy.
The other thing, though, like, Shohei Ohtani has, like, how much money? He's got, like, he almost has $1 billion.
Ohtani?
Yeah.
That's why he was able to defer all that Dodgers salary.
Yeah. Mm. But so I'm saying, like, if Ohtani was the one doing the betting, would he really be of only be doing $4 million?
Only?
Yeah. I mean, for a guy like that.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of ways that, I mean, Why would he get involved in that? Why would they use, like, essentially an illegal book instead, now that sports gambling is legalized in many parts of the country?
Not in California. Apps,
not at all in California?
Yeah, not in California, which is where this
there's the answer to that question,
allegedly took place with a bookie in California.
Fair enough, then. Fair enough.
Yeah, so now I'm at first I was read this and it was just more like, it sucks for this guy. What a cush job he had. Now he's fired and now he owes all this money.
Yeah, and C-Mac was asking on the overnight. And the other aspect of this is that the interpreter, I guess, told either ESPN or investigators. It's confusing. I've got to kind of get more well acquainted with all this, the information that's out there. He said that it was me and only me, but Ohtani was paying for the debts, and that's how they explained his name being on the wire transfers.
Yeah, that there was a thing.
So McMonagle was saying, like, well, even if that's the case, like, because this is some sort of illegal operation in California, and it's Ohtani's money that he's paying to cover the debts, could that still put him in some sort of hot water or legal situation? Maybe not with baseball, but with the state of California.
It's going to get this will be a story we continue to cover here on the warm up program exclusively. I don't think any other shows are going to be touching this. Yeah, this is going
to be tuned to the warm up show for breaking developments.
A warm up show exclusive.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Boy, but I got to say, gambling is in the news today.
What else
there
we got?
There are multiple gambling things. So got the Shohei Ohtani firing of the interpreter.
Mm-hmm.
You got Cavaliers coach J.B. Bickerstaff saying that he received threats from gamblers last season. And he was getting text messages from gamblers threatening him and his family. And he reported it to the NBA, and he said no charges are filed. He said fans have been yelling at him during games to leave guys in so they can cover spreads. Then, at that same, all this yesterday, the NBA League Pass is launching an in-app betting. So while you're watching the games on your TV screen, you can bet.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of these services are heading in that direction.
How many years in advance from here do you think it's all going to blow up in our faces?
Years?
Yeah.
At this rate, it's taking be longer
than,
no, I'm kidding.
It's taking longer than I thought it would.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
as far as like, everybody gambling on everything.
Everybody gambling, or there being these like scandals involving players, coaches, so on and so forth.
Yeah, everything.
I mean, we've had a
from
few
the
of
top
them.
Down. From players in the leagues, coaches in the leagues, fans
the
of
leagues
the leagues,
themselves.
the leagues. So like everything is betting.
It is. It's in your face almost 24/7, nonstop.
Yeah. Yeah. So at some point, it's got to catch up with society.
I would argue in some ways, way, shape, and form, it probably has already.
Maybe
not mainstream, but
yeah, it hasn't hit the real.
Like you're saying, like when is one of these major leagues, not big four or whatever, going to get exposed and like taken down essentially?
Something.
Yeah, probably not that far.
Not that far
in the future,
off.
The way it feels.
Yeah, because. There was somebody else who came out recently and talked about gamblers trying to get in. Oh, it was a college football player, but then people thought he was like a third string quarterback or something. Why would they have gone to him?
Because
he's not in.
What
I
about trying
who it was.
To yeah,
trying
throw
to
fix, games?
Trying to fix, throw college college football games, but they went to like a backup quarterback who didn't even play.
Yeah,
which didn't make sense. He was saying this on a podcast,
of course,
on a podcast on the internet. So yeah, I don't know. You can't have like these guys that were threatening the Cavaliers head coach. They said they had his cell phone number and were telling him like they knew where his kids went to school.
Oh my
and
God. Why him in particular?
I don't know. I guess they want to bet on the Cavaliers or against the Cavaliers. Maybe they were just able to get his phone number. Could also been just the dopey kids prank calling people.
Right. I don't know, man.
I used to love a good prank call when I was a kid.
Sure. They were more innocent back then.
They were. You would call up and say, is your refrigerator running?
Right, the old crank call.
Yeah. Is your refrigerator running? And then you say, yes. Go catch it.
Good one.
Then there was another thing. There was something in hardware stores, Eddie may remember this one, called Prince Albert in a... It was called Prince Albert.
They
I don't
did
know
that on
was.
The Simpsons, right?
They did Prince Albert in a can.
I thought so.
Yeah.
It's not one of the Bart Simpson calls.
I've never seen The Simpsons.
Ever? Not a single episode?
Never.
In your entire life?
Correct.
How is that possible?
I mean, I'm aware they exist. I've seen clips. I've never watched a Simpsons episode.
I mean, I haven't in many, many, many years, but certainly as a kid growing up, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Just never.
Family Guy?
For a little while.
Interesting.
I did like Family Guy. I liked South Park. I love Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, okay.
That was a classic. But you would call up and say, do you have Prince Albert in a can? And
right.
then you say, let him out.
Yeah.
Could you let him out?
Right.
So they did that on Simpsons.
Maybe it wasn't Simpsons. But they used to, I mean, that was a thing. That was a running thing where Bart would call, was it Moe's Tavern or Moe's Bar or whatever. And, you know, hey, is there an alcoholic there? And he, oh, let me check.
Yeah.
Alcoholic. I mean, they did a bunch of those with, you know, play on words.
And then
and
there
names.
Was the one. Hugh Jass.
Yeah, right.
And then there was the guy, I'm Hugh Jass. Bart didn't know what to do.
So there they would come up with a bunch of funny names.
There was an old tape people will remember, those of us that were around before the internet existed. And I don't know how these tapes used to get passed around, but there was, of course, the Jerky Boys, which that tape got passed around before there was an internet. I have no idea how we all got that cassette.
Uh-huh.
But there was also one at that time, and maybe this is what the Bart Simpson stuff comes from, called Red's Bar. It was somebody would call Red's Bar and do all these cranks trying to get them to yell the names out in the bar as to looking for phone calls.
Right.
Red's Bar. I don't know how that stuff got around. I really don't.
It's one of those, like, not urban legend, but... Yeah, it's just everybody had it.
Here's
some of
things.
The audio clips in around here make their way around.
Yeah.
That's different now. I get it's digitized. But
digitized.
Like people that had nothing to do with a funny call. Oh, yeah, I know where that one's saved. Or I've got that one tucked away in my folder somewhere. I'm guilty of it.
Oh, you've got filters. I mean, you've got folders tucked.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know even how did I know who Metallica were? They were not on the radio. They were not on MTV. There was no internet.
See, is that just, I never knew that.
They I don't
weren't
know
on the radio or the internet.
Correct.
Huh.
How we
Who
had
spread the word on Metallica.
I don't know. That's what I wonder. NWA, Public Enemy, rap, the rappers. Those clearly weren't on the radio. They were filled with curse words.
Right.
They were wildly successful pre-internet. How the heck were we spreading these tapes around, CeeLo?
I literally just Googled, how did Metallica get so popular? First found commercial success with the release of its third album, Master of Puppets, 1986.
Yeah. Well, prior to that, like Kill 'Em All, Ride the Lightning.
Interesting.
I mean, this was like, we would see kids with t-shirts on, and then you'd go to a record store and be like, I saw this t-shirt, let me grab this cassette.
They got the merch out, and it spread like wildfire.
Oh, heck yeah.
It is wild. Like, we've gotten so used to the way the world functions and operates post-internet and cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not that far in the past that, like, it's just, like, if you hopped into a time machine right now and went back to, you know, 30 years, 94. We talk about that year a lot around here.
Yeah.
Like, you might not even be able to function.
Correct.
Because we've gotten so used to this.
I got a computer in 1997.
That's what I mean. That's why I went to 94, because I feel like I remember 97, my dad got the Windows PC at home.
Oh, yeah.
Fire that up. The dial-up modem, America Online, the whole thing.
The giant monitor with the huge back on it.
Yeah, and then I would say the mainstream cell phone was not that far after that. Like, I remember my mom getting one probably right around 2000, something like that. I got mine first one when I was a senior in high school, which was 2003. Little flip phone action.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not that far, not that long ago.
Right.
And it's the developments and the way we function now compared to then, it's like night and day.
Right. I mean, I was doing, Eddie as well, working here before I had I had a cell phone, but I wasn't like
dude,
running
you
all
remember
around it.
In Astoria, forget having a cell phone in that basement. Like, I used to leave the phone out by the front door because that was like the only spot where you'd actually get service. And I'd miss phone calls and text messages and be like, oh, sorry, you know. Like, I just...
Yeah, we're in the basement here.
You can't even fathom that in today's
world. Yeah, not now. Heck no. All right, CeeLo, when we come back, I mean, this is like a really... this is a very CeeLo... I could do like a CeeLo segment coming up.
Really?
I mean, we got a coach referencing Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
We got old Mike audio in the news. I mean, this is like... Those two things are right in your wheelhouse.
Oh, right up my alley.
Oh,
yep.
Baby.